Shucks. They can't put us in jail just because Hector don't make it rain. You're crazy, Zeb.
I ain't crazy. I know exactly what I'm talking about. We're in this rain making business with Hector, ain't we?
Yeah.
Hector took money on the promise that he'd make it rain, didn't he? And now his machine won't work.
Hector only took money from one feller.
Yeah, one feller's enough. Especially when that feller's Mr. Flint.
I thought it was a feller named Mortimer that put up the money.
Yes, but I told you 100 times, Eb, that Mortimer worked for Flint. It was really Flint that put the money up. And if Hector don't make it rain...
Why don't you get a hold of Hector and ask him if his machine will work?
Oh, of course, Hector thinks it'll work. He wouldn't be building it if he didn't.
Well, maybe it will work. Maybe it will. Quit your dad darn fussing around about it, and let's have a game of checkers.
Checkers, nothing. That stuff from Mrs. Newbride ain't been delivered yet, and you'd better get going with it.
Well, I figured I'd take it tomorrow when I make my regular rounds.
And you'll take it right now. Mrs. Newbride's got to have that stuff for supper. And besides, oh, shakes, I darn near forgot.
What?
Oh, she wants us to look up in the cookbook and see how to make cabinet pudding.
What do we want to make cabinet pudding for?
We don't want to make it. She wants to make it. She wants us to send her up the receipt. Where's that cookbook we used to have around here anyhow?
Hey, wait a second. I got it here. It's right back of the coffee grinder here.
That ain't it. That's the General Supply Company catalog. I got the cookbook right here. Let's see here now. Cabinet pudding. Let's see. C-A-B.
Did you find it?
There don't seem to be no receipt for cabinet pudding at all. It's peach pudding, but...
Why don't you take that and then just change it a mite? Mrs. Newbride won't know the difference.
Change it? How do you mean?
Give me the cookbook and I'll show you. See, we can just copy it off and change it. Go ahead, write it down. I'll fix it for you.
Yeah, wait till I get a piece of paper here.
Now, add a peach pudding at the top. Put down cabinet pudding.
All right, go ahead.
Don't rush me. Take a half a dozen cabinets.
Half a dozen cabinets? What's the matter with you? Don't say that.
I know it. I'm changing it. Put in cabinets instead of peaches. Peel, pit,
yes,
and...
but Eb, you can't do that. You got to put in some other kind of fruit. I'll change it to bananas. Half a dozen bananas, peel and pit. What's the next thing you put in?
A pup.
A what?
A pup.
Oh, it ain't a pup. You're...
That's what it says. Peel, pit, and pup.
Oh, don't say pup. Spell it.
P-U-L-P.
That ain't pup. Plop. Plop, that's it. You peel and pit the bananas and pop them into the pudding. Now go on. What goes in next?
Cigar.
What?
You put in cigars.
Oh, you don't, whoever here to put in cigars in the pudding. Give me that cookbook.
I'll take it.
Cigars. Sugar. Might as well copy this off myself. You go get the basket that's got Mrs. Newbride's stuff in it. Now let's see. Sugar and...
Which one of these
is
Mrs. Newbride's basket?
Which one? Why, there's only one there, ain't
they? No, there ain't any.
Oh, it ain't back there anyhow. It's at the end of the counter. Half teaspoon cinnamon and...
Well, here it is. Ain't you got that copied yet?
No, take the book in the counter and read the rest of it to me.
Sure.
Go on. What does it say to put in next?
Red ink, black ink...
What?
And mucilage.
Oh, I don't say that.
It does.
Oh, it can.
Yes, it certainly does. Take a look here for yourself. If you think you're so dadn't smart, there it is. Red ink, black ink, and mucilage.
Well, I'm dadn't. Sounds kind of funny to me. And I suppose if it says to put it in, I might as well write it down. Red ink, black ink, and mucilage. There. Here you be. Give it to Mrs. Newbride. Hello, Hector. Say, you're just the fellow we want to see.
Yeah, we want you to take this stuff over to Mrs. Newbride.
We don't want nothing this short. You take that basket of stuff yourself.
Well, I am taking it, ain't I?
Yes, and what's more, don't be all day doing it, neither. Sonnet,
did you say you wanted to see me about something, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes, I certainly do. Is that rain-making machine of yours going to work?
Certainly it'll work. Why?
Yeah, because if we don't, all of us is going to jail, that's why.
Listen, Mr. Winterbottom. You can quote me as saying, Hector Q. Smith declares rain-making machine cannot fail, period, unquote.
Yeah, well, I hope it works. Because if you can't make it rain like you said you could do, we're going to be put in jail.
Put in jail?
Yeah.
Shoot. There's no jail in this country strong enough to hold me. Why, I escaped from one of the strongest prisons in Siberia. I guess you didn't know that, did you?
No, and I don't know it now. What was you ever doing in a prison in Siberia?
Oh, that's a sad story, Mr. Winterbottom. A very, very sad story. Something I don't very often care to relate. But it was like this. I was born in Russia and had to go to work very young. So when I was 5 years old, I got a job in a barber shop. One day...
You mean you was a barber when you was only 5 years old?
Yes. I was just a little shaver then.
Let me see. One day,
the Grand Duke got into my chair, and he said to me, look, my hair is so long that it comes clear down over my coat collar.
And what'd you do, cut his hair?
No, I cut off his coat collar.
Now, look here.
And so, Mr. Winterbottom, I was sent to Siberia, sent to prison. And, oh, gosh, was it, what a terrible place. I shudder when I think of it. My cell was only 3 feet high, so I couldn't stand up, and only 2 feet wide, so I couldn't sit down. And for 10 long years...
Hold on just a minute. If you couldn't stand up and you couldn't sit down, what did you do?
Yes, that's exactly right. And for 10 long years...
Wait. I said if you couldn't stand up in the cell and couldn't sit down, what did you do?
I kept running. There was a great big fellow by the name of Ivan who used to be my jailer. And by slipping him a few rubles, I got him to bring me my correspondence.
A ruble? So, what's a ruble?
A ruble is a Russian coin. You see, the Russian system of coinage is very intricate. 10 rubles make one samovar. 10 samovars make one vodka. 10 vodkas make one dizzy. It's very, very intricate.
Yes, I see.
So every day Ivan used to bring me my letters. Very soon I had quite a correspondence file. So I took the file and filed my way out of prison.
That's a different kind of...
I was heading for the coast, but between me and safety lay an impenetrable forest. A great wooden area covered with a thick growth of every kind of tree imaginable. A forest that was 5,000 miles long.
Now, wait a minute, Hector.
And 2 feet wide. The temperature was 50 below zero, and I was scantily clad and barefoot. But the woods and the coal were not the only danger. No, sir. Suddenly I heard the worst terrifying hearing of all. I heard the baying of wolves.
Wolves?
Yes. Wolves. Their wild cries rent the midnight air. You see, in Russia, you can rent the midnight air very cheaply. Mm-hmm. I started to run. My bare feet cut and bruised by the sharp, jagged edges of ice. Mm-hmm. But I was no match for the wolves. On and on they came. Their cries sounding closer and closer. Mm-hmm. Now they were only a quarter of a mile behind me. Now only a few yards. Mm-hmm. Now I can feel their hot breaths on the back of my neck.
Yes.
There was only one thing to do.
What?
Turn and fight them, Mr. Mm-hmm. Winterbottom. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine a hand-to-hand struggle with 1,000 wolves? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
How
a
many
thousand...
Heads? How many?
500. 500 ferocious.
How many wolves?
100. 100 wild wolves.
How many wolves was they, Hector?
Well, now that you mention it, there was only one. But, one wolf. Oh, but he was the biggest wolf you ever saw in your life. And for 2 days, I fought with that wolf. For 2 whole days, we struggled.
Just a second, Hector. You mean you and that wolf fought for 2 whole days?
Of course, we took time out for lunch. And then, just as I was on the brink of exhaustion, an idea came to me. I pulled off my shoe, rammed it down the wolf's throat, and choked him to death. Well, sir, the next morning...
Well, just wait a minute there, young feller. Sort of tripped yourself up that time. A minute ago, you said you was barefooted. Where'd you get that shoe?
I got it off of a tree. So the next morning...
What kind of tree?
A shoe tree.
Yes, well, all right, Hector. Just never mind your darn smart aleckin' and fool stories about Russia. If you're going to hang around here, you can make yourself useful. Take this cookbook and put it to... What?
Ah, dad ding it
anyhow.
What's the matter?
Ah, the darn thing he was reading out of was the General Supply Company catalog. That's how that Incan mucilage got in the pudding. You stay here, Hector, and mind the store.
Yes, but wait. What are you talking about?
Mind the store.